Listen, this is my first time kind of using the Stereo app, so
don't worry.
I was like trying to slide in to get in, but I'm in, so we're here.
Okay. So, welcome. This is not our first show.
No, it's not. Only on Stereo though.
Listen. So, I'm gonna walk you through the buttons and then we'll just start. So at the very top, it says that we're live. So that means anybody can swipe through and listen. And then at the other side where that music thing is, you can play music in the background as we speak.
Okay.
The three dots over there will tell you that everyone can request to join, or if you wanted to use a connected microphone, you have that option. You also have an option if you wanted to do like super fans, where only people who are fans of you can listen or play messages.
How do you see, I guess, you know, how many people are on here?
Okay, so you see the mic at the top left hand? I mean, not the mic, the headphones.
Yeah.
If you click on it, it'll show you how many live listeners. What's up, Muhammad?
I see it. Hi, Muhammad. Okay, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I know that you do Stereo a lot. I didn't really know what it, I thought it was like a Clubhouse or, I wasn't too sure what it was, but yeah.
So the reason that like podcasters who don't use Stereo yet, I just want to let them test it out with a show I do at least once, just so you guys could possibly have that option if you wanted a live audience. And if you're getting like a call, it'll mute you. It'll show you muted or me muted if I was getting a call. You can also mute yourself at the bottom where it crosses out the mic. The middle button is where you can share the show, so you can share.
I just shared the show now on my Instagram. So, okay. And let's see. And the three listeners we have, what's going on?
What's up? So, the play button is where we could play messages. So sometimes, depending on how fast the messages are coming in, I don't like it to get past 6 messages. And between you talking or me talking, we would just have to pause in between talking and play the messages. Now, when they play, sometimes it'll type out what the person is saying in the message, so you get like a heads up. Sometimes it doesn't. You can also hit the button while you're playing a message to pause it, and then it'll pick up where it left off. You can block people. If they keep sending messages, like, well, sometimes you'll have like trolls on here also.
It's really hit. Okay. Wait, it seems like we have a message from Muhammad. So do we play it?
Yeah.
What's good? How y'all doing?
We're good.
Hey, that's so cool.
Yeah. So I'm just helping Courtney. She has a podcast called The Barbie's Way. And I'm just letting Courtney get her Stereo cherry popped.
Yeah, so this is my very first time on here. And it's pretty cool. Like, I like it. Do you get like a playback though? Like, in case you want to, you know what I mean? Like, listen to it or share it or promote it.
Like, we're done with the show. You can email yourself the MP3 and use it on the show. You can do whatever you want with the show.
Why the hell is Stereo not talked about more often then?
I don't know.
This is actually really cool. Like, I'm about to really start using this app.
Exactly. And then now they updated it where you can have like up to 5 people in a chat. But I don't know if they updated the recording where you can keep the recording of 5 people in the chat. So right now, that is just you and me. It'll go ahead and successfully record you and me. But if we added like a third person in here, I don't know if they updated where that show will record in full. So that's why on the three dots, I took off the anybody else can add themselves in, or we can add a third person in, because I don't want to lose the show.
Okay, gotcha.
So for the most part, I'll do stereo with Greg from Young Black and Bothered, and we'll do the show together, or I'll do it with one other person. But I think they're working on recording up to 5 people. But I like it because it's not wasted time. So you're not just on here having a good show with a live audience and you can't use it. You can actually use it.
I like that part the most.
So. Yes.
Okay. So, well, I'm here for it. I'm here. Stereo, what's good?
What's good? So, before we get into today's topic, what's new with you? You know, what we got going on with the Barbie's Way?
Right. Well, girl, this month has been hectic with June because I am moving at the end of the month. I guess I'm coming closer to you because I know you're down south.
Yeah.
And other than that, that's pretty much it. Honestly, I've been working on the podcast heavy.
Yeah.
The visuals, you know, I love my visuals. And I'm just taking it day by day. Outside seems like it's opening up more and more.
Yes.
I don't think I'm having a hot girl summer, but like I'm outside. Okay.
Another thing too with your YouTube, you can shout it out in here and please link it to your profile on here so people can go.
Okay, dope. I will do that. Yeah. My visuals is just Courtney V Visuals, but we'll definitely get into that, and I'll definitely put that into the app of, you know, like the bio, I guess, of Stereo. Mm-hmm. My dog wants to be ghetto right now.
Let me tell you something. Your videos been hitting hard. Like, people have been retweeting and really like interacting with the videos. So I feel like the video shorts, especially on like Twitter and
IG. Yeah. No, I really enjoy doing the videos. Like, they're just so much fun. I be having fun editing them. So I'm glad that people like it. And you know, sometimes they want to put a face with the podcast, but I also like to keep it where it's just, you know, my podcast. So
yeah. Yeah,
don't want to get off sidetrack because that can happen.
Listen, and people get too nosy and be like, I still don't know you. So, let's see. What's your mood been like these days with dating and relationships? Are you just focused on your...
Wow, it is ghetto here. Listen, I don't date. I haven't dated.
Me either!
You know what it is? I think I can't get jiggy with the whole, you know, online dating, getting to know people, because at some point I just feel like it's a facade. Like, who am I falling for? And not only that, you know, a lot of guys, you know, will be in my DMs. They will. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like they're real. Like, you know, they don't, their approach is whack. They don't say anything meaningful. It's always, hey, beautiful. And, you know, and not to sound like cocky, it's like, okay, I know I'm pretty, okay, we get that, can you just like say something else, can you compliment something, you know, content purposes, can you just say something a little outside the box, the hey beautiful, thanks for the ad and all this like bubbly stuff. It gets me like, yeah, I can't do it. And I don't know if I'm just a punk. Have you do the dating? Mm-hmm. Like, do you actually meet people offline, like say for instance like Bumble or like Tinder or whatever those
Girl,
apps.
I have
do you friends. Meet people or is
no I don't
me?
I'm like you, I don't date on purpose. I don't talk to men in public on purpose. I don't like when men try to talk to me when I have my kids.
You know, so they'll approach you at any point, they don't care.
Girl, but sometimes, especially like, you know, Georgia is a Cary state, I will let you know, like, don't walk up to me, and I'll just show it, and they usually back the fuck up, especially if I'm at the gas station.
Well, that's where you need it at the most with these kind of articles coming outside. Listen.
Yeah, they taking everybody's shit here, and I just, I don't know, I don't want to be bothered by anybody new, and I tell people this all the time, like, a great man will probably try to talk to me today, and I would have no idea because I'm not interested.
Yeah, that, and then wait, what would you feel about somebody that says, oh, you know, that's how you miss on your opportunity? Because some people tell me that too, like, Courtney, you have to go out there. You can't, like, I'm over here, like, where's my husband? But I want to be home, like, in my bed, like, and he come
Girl,
to me. And they're like, no, you have to put yourself in situations where.
you know that meme that be like, I don't care. I don't care. That's me.
No, seriously, come
That
to
is me.
me.
That
And
is
I
me.
think it's just, I think it's too, like, the dating just itself. Like, I don't know about you, but for me, it just feels like a lot of the men too are, you can tell they get by with the girls that they get by, because it's like the way they talk to you is like you can tell that other girls are saying yes to what they're saying or doing. Like, I'd be like, wait, meet up with you in real life? Like, hold on.
Girl,
But I
this
haven't gotten a vibe that I actually felt comfortable to do so. So maybe that's my problem too,
is what gets me now is that women are paying for all of the bullshit that other women allow with these men. So when you talk to them at first, y'all talking and it's cool. And if you want to, as a woman, you probably would FaceTime him or allowed to FaceTime him, and then he like to hit you with the I'm trying to see you. I'm just like, okay, cool. I'll check my schedule this week to see when I can set that up. No, I'm trying to see you like tonight.
Yeah, they would, and then the first date is like, can you come over to my house?
What
I
bum
don't
bitch
even
have you been dealing
know
with where you just pull up at their house? Like, that's
Listen, I'm not coming, listen, and for anyone listening to it, listen, I don't know how y'all feel about that. I am not, first date, I'm not coming to your house. And guess what? I don't want to go on a night date. You, can we curse on here?
Yes.
Because you niggas come and ask us, can I take you out on a date at night? See me when the sun is up, okay? I'm not an owl. Invite me to brunch. Take me to coffee. Like, do something a little. These D. They, I'm not one of these girls that's trying to use you to get something to eat. No, I want real conversation. I can have that in the morning and in noontime. Set something up that's just different. Like, they want to see you at night. They want to see you at their house. Like, bro. No,
Yeah,
I'm not.
even something interactive, because to me, like, I don't want to eat with nobody I don't know.
Girl, for real. Like, I think that's because that's what's been the norm for so long. A date. Go on a date. Go on a date. Go on a date. No, like you said, I want something a little more interactive. I want a little something that's maybe a little even adventurous, maybe. Like, just something a little where I actually can get to know you versus like you just put your best impression on under a fancy meal because I'm supposed to pop it open because you took me to Ruth Chris. Boy, why?
And so, like, that is what that is within itself. And my friends be like, well, I guess you're just waiting for your fine FedEx guy or UPS guy to come pull up with your package. I said, yep, double package me. Like, the fuck? I don't care.
Period.
Like, until I'm ready, I don't care. And then I think about the odds of me meeting somebody. Where do I go? I go to the grocery store, I'm in traffic.
I mean, where would you ideally? Oh, hold on. I just noticed that we have a message from AJ. I'm just gonna play this.
Hey girls, hope you're having a good day.
What's that?
Sorry to interrupt
Love the accents.
your convo topic, but I've just come back onto stereo from not coming on for a few months. And what the fuck? I swear every single time I
Yes, they
reopen
updated.
this app, there's
Oh,
something
wow.
new. Like, I saw like six motherfuckers talking at once. I was thinking, huh? What's going on here? Like, what? I don't know if it's just me or like every single time I reopen stereo, there's some new bullshit. But yeah, no, I hope you guys are having a blessed day or night, wherever you are.
Yes.
Much love.
Oh, wow. I love the accents, giving much UK vibes.
Listen, and that's the best thing about this app is you could talk to people all over the world.
Okay, now that's pretty dope. Shout out to him for that message. But okay, so ideally, like Shan, for real, you know, maybe not this year, maybe 2021 is like, nah, I'm out. But where ideally could your potential husband feel like, where do you want him to pull up on you at? Mind you, it's COVID. Okay, we know not the gas station. We know maybe not with your kid at the grocery store at 8 o'clock p.m. because you're trying to get in and out.
The man I meet probably be in front of me at the grocery store when I don't have my kids and be like, I'm gonna pay for her stuff too. Or he probably be at like Home Depot when I'm going to pick up plants and he getting something, some other like home improvement shit, and he just spark up a conversation.
But home improvement might be cute because okay, you can build.
Okay. Right. You need to be doing something. So other than that, like, you're never going to have a chance to speak to me. Or if it's like through a friend of a friend, hey, you know, you at the barbecue. Okay,
mutual friends.
Yeah, or I decided to come out. Like, no. I don't know. All the people that I've dealt with in the past have been like through, I either know you through work or I know you through school. Or okay. But there's never been like, oh, I see a stranger, let me give a stranger my number, and now this is like some long lasting conversation. Like, no, I don't talk to strangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my thing. Sometimes, well, I could say it depends. Like, sometimes the approach in person, I may give it an ease pass because coffee not right now. Because it's like, you know, in the moment. Like, mm-hmm. I can't, you know, I if they look, if it's attractive and their approach is okay, I might fuck with it. I might fuck with it in the beginning phases. But like, for me, it's more so the dating apps, like the apps out here. I just don't ever see myself meeting someone from the app. I don't see how I can be comfortable with it. Like, I don't know what type of energy I need or the dynamic of the date. Like, you know, it's not going to be at night for sure, you know. I don't know, and I would want to know questions like, have you done this before? Like, do you just be meeting up with bitches online? Like, I've never.
From the male point of view, my male friends, they use Tinder like they ordering pussy like pizza.
You're lying. It's a pussy app.
They go to the bar, or they'll get on Tinder, they'll meet up with a girl at a bar, at a lounge, talk to her, have some drinks, bring her back to their place, fuck her, and send her home with an Uber.
And see, and that is not the problem, but it's if that's how men are moving out here collectively, thinking like they, then I feel like they come across, you know, maybe women like us who are not with the shits and get denied, you know, and get their little feelings hurt because what? You know, but to each his own. I mean, if girls want to be out here doing that, that's cool. Be safe. But my thing is like, it's like men start to think, well, this is how they all are. Meaning I can take her out and have her tonight if I want, if I just take her to this fancy restaurant. And it doesn't work like that.
And I'm not correcting any man that feels that way either, because I know there's a woman for you out here if that's what type time you on. But for me, like,
it's the no for you.
I'm a molasses over here, honey. And if you're not on some molasses shit, if you're not on some, I'm going to call you when I call you, don't bring your feelings out too quick, don't even come over here. Because I'm not excited about it. I'm not looking forward to anything. I'm just chilling. I'm coasting.
No, you're right. You're right. I could agree with that. I feel like most girls could possibly agree with that if they're not. I mean, you know, for the girls that are listening, is there a chat thing in here? Because I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think? Because for me, it's just so weird. Like, the dating now. But I do think you could sustain a real healthy, happy relationship from online. You know, I've seen many people who say it too, even on Instagram, like, oh, I met my wife, you know, through this app, where I met my wife here. I shot a DM to my wife 3 years ago, and now we got two kids. Like, those are nice stories to hear.
That's cute.
Wait, what you said?
That's cute.
It's cute, but I be like, because it's like, bro, you do a dating app and everything is about what you want to tell them, your good side, you know, the bio. You don't, I want to see, like you said, pull up on me picking up some plants, okay? Right. I want to see at Home Depot picking up, whatever that you may need, okay? I just want it to be organic kind of feel. I don't want it to feel rushed or like, you know, like you got some damn proposition for me at the end of the night because I said yes to this date. Absolutely not. I don't like that.
Me neither. It, you know, he gonna be who he is, and I'm gonna see him, and I'm gonna feel him out when the time is right. But I ain't worried about what I'm missing in the meantime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So at that point, you don't. Do you want to get, like, say for instance, married? Do you? I don't know if you've ever been married before or anything like
Girl,
that.
Girl, hell no. Like,
you don't want to get married at all, is what you're saying?
I don't know if I want to be married anymore. I feel like when I was younger, like, that sounded,
it was
like
cute.
Sounded like the business. And then now that I'm older and I see these unhappy people in their marriage.
Girl, but let's talk about the cheating in the marriages. I don't know if you.
Oh. Whew. Let me tell you, for all the married men who hit on me, who consistently throw shots, it's pushing me further away from the thought of me being married. And then the women, especially in Atlanta, the women who are fiancéed up to a man who have sugar daddies.
Right.
Cars that they
know.
Use.
Well, you know what? I don't know if you ever, you do fuck with Juice. Yeah. I had him on my podcast before, and he was telling me actually married women cheat more.
Yeah,
they cheat more. And you know what? I'm not surprised. And the reason I don't think it's mainstream or probably brought up so much is mainly because it's an embarrassment to other women. So if me and you are friends and I have a husband and you have a husband and we both happy, and I tell you that, girl, I'm cheating on my man, you will probably give me the ill look, like, ew. You know what I mean? So with men, it's like they get daps maybe, or like, bro, you got to keep it on the low. I feel like women kind of, you know, well, which is still wrong because it is an affair. Mm-hmm. But I feel like women want to keep that even more on the low. That's why we don't hear it. But according to Juice, women, married women specifically, they actually cheat more. And sometimes they say women cheat better. So what's your thoughts on that?
Because we think, what are the things he might ask, or what is going to be my out if this happens? Men don't think like that. They're like, oh, let me set this pussy up. Oh, and they like to do the check-ins. Hey, I'm just calling to check in on you. What you doing? And they be like, oh, I'm in such and such shopping here. Okay. Yeah. Oh, where's she at? So I'm gonna be on this.
So side. Have you? Oops, I'm sorry. I pressed the move. Okay. So have you ever? I'm asking you, girl. Have you ever cheated?
No, I don't believe in cheating. I would rather tell you, hey, this is not working.
Are you kidding? Like, maybe at 19, 20. I mean, I have. I will say that I have. I'm not proud, but I have. What's going on? It's your girl, Courtney V, host of the Barbie Way podcast, where every Friday I said what I said. Make sure to stream on all podcast platforms such as Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Also, make sure to check me out on Instagram at the, with two E's, Barbie Way, where I go live every Tuesday with my girls, Cherry Wine from Wine Time Podcast and Rosie from the Rosie Perspective Podcast. Check us out. I'll see you there. Yeah. And I blame it on my father at this point. I'd be like, you know what? This ain't even me.
And let me tell you this. You can't cheat on somebody who's already cheating.
You definitely got a point right there.
Like, you can't do that.
But then, though, you know what's toxic? You see couples that's like, if you cheat, I'm a cheat back. No. That's not what we're doing here. Because it could get very dirty and filthy.
But at that point, it's kind of like, why don't you just have an open relationship?
But at that point, it's like, why don't you just be single? Because what the fuck is an open relationship?
Because a lot of people be together for the look of it.
True.
A lot of people, especially here in Atlanta, they are married because of the stability factor. But I know that this person actually likes men.
You talking about Portia?
Listen,
Portia,
I'm just
Williams.
Saying, a lot of women, I feel like a lot of women from different ethnicities are married to known gay men, but on paper and in the networking of who they
are. Wait, you just said some whole other shit, though.
I'm just saying.
Are you kidding?
But
wait, because you know what? Those type of women are like, they're not marrying for love. You know, and
no.
That's another thing. People marry for different reasons.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I don't know. It depends on, like, really digging deep on the person that you're actually digging and being like, so
I want to play this message with from Lucy.
Listen, I don't know anything about relationships because
girl, me neither. Know.
I don't know anything about it, so I mean, I feel like I don't think I need a relationship. I just need a cat. That's a cat. It.
You know what? That's the point, is getting to us now. I don't even want a damn relation. Give me the I'll take the pet.
You know what's so crazy? When I was like 19, I was really like, it was really important for about the titles for me, right?
And girl, that was everything.
Girl, and then me being with who I was with 20, 21, 22, 23, he taught me that the titles really don't mean shit. He taught me that even though, you know, you have a kid with someone and y'all to other people are in a relationship, that don't mean
right,
shit.
Right.
So after that, after me seeing that, and I was like, oh, heck not. A man now?
So it's not really what you've seen. It's like, is it something that you obviously been through?
Is this what I've been through and what right. I've seen? And also me having five older brothers and seeing how they
ooh.
Do the flip side.
Wow, yeah. So you actually, that's, yeah.
That so is totally I already told different. My mom, like, I said, you know what? You have five children and I'm the last and I'm your only girl, but you probably would never see
oh me. My God, that's so cute. You're like the... Were you, like, spoiled, probably?
I don't feel like I was spoiled, but at the same
time... The last girl... The last one and a girl? Yeah,
girl. At the same time, I knew, like, if this person told me no, that there's always somebody that's gonna tell me yes.
Okay, yeah.
But I was never... But my mom wanted a girly girl. I'm not a girly girl. So she still... Oh.
So, I get you.
With that being said, there was never like, oh, you know, our sister is 16 now, she's gonna be dating. No, I was like, I was still like, fuck a boyfriend. Like, ew.
I don't even care about that. Okay.
Right. So for them to see me now, even with like two kids, like they'll always come over here and joke and be like, man, you need a husband. I'm like, no, I don't. You just need to fix my shit and leave. Like, the fuck? Yeah. So,
see, that's why you blessed, because you got five brothers. So it's like, at the end of the day, you're going to be fine if you did not want to marry right. either way. It's not like you needed to. So.
Right. So now it's kind of like, if a man, if he really wanted to marry me or be like, oh, that's my girlfriend. I feel like to say, oh, that's my boyfriend or that's my girlfriend, and you in your 30s is redundant. Like,
oh, yeah.
You either going to be the man that cancels out every man in my life.
Yeah, it's a, so at that point, because remember we kind of had this panel with, you know, 1950, right?
Right.
Would you, and I'll answer myself too, but like, would you deal with a man who is, you meet him, you like him, is talking to a few other girls too?
No.
But why?
Because realistically, what is the purpose of me talking to you? Am I supposed to be your other option? Because
the thing. I feel like it's not ideal for anyone to just talk to just one person.
It's not, but then again, it's kind of like, what is the purpose of me talking to you now?
Right, because
the purpose of me talking to you is just for the dick. I don't even have to talk to you. I could just send a text and be like, hey, I need a refill. And you could go about your
business. Not a refill.
The issue now is if a man really wanted to talk to me on some monogamous shit, right. He would have a harder time of finding his position with me unless he could cancel out the use of any man around me.
But I, look at me being playing devil's advocate, I guess. Mm-hmm. I also feel like men feel like that too. I want to say there are good men out there. I really believe it. But my thing is, I feel like those good men, as far as like, I'm talking about like, not that high value man that Kevin likes to throw around. I'm not talking about that type of stuff. I'm talking about like priceless things that you could put on a man, the things that women want in a sense, mm-hmm. but also still know how to possibly like lead a relationship in a good way. Like, you know, everyone's here to build, like we building off of each other. But
okay, where? Okay, so this is what brings us into the topic. For you, what helps you balance a healthy relationship as far as like, when do you know when the relationship or the situation with that person is getting deeper than what you thought it was going to be? Like, what tells you this is more than what I thought it was?
For me, I would have to say the time. Like, you give a person a lot of your time, then mm-hmm. that means something, regardless of who it is. It's something. Mm. And I'm not talking about work, because you got to be there.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm talking about you wanting to be with this person's time. If you giving your time to someone constantly and it's getting, you know, feelings are getting more evolved each time, mm-hmm. then I think at that point, it's like, okay, I need some type of... That's my thing too. It's like, I don't care for the labels, but I also need to know what the fuck we're doing, because a lot of people in my generation, our generation, like to feel like they want something that includes all these good feelings, but they don't want a relationship.
They'll because call it. They don't have no like accountability for this.
Yeah, shit. It's like, I do want to fuck you. I want to take you out. We want to go on vacations. You know, I want to help you with your business. Let's take this class together. Let's do this together. But. Yeah, this is as far as it go. Like, wait, what?
This is how I am about that shit. Once I see that it's getting, ew, you trying to get relationship-y, I'm going to call you out. I'm like, ew, don't be trying to, like, get on my good side. Don't be trying to come over here and cook for me when I'm sick. What you trying to do?
Listen.
Like, I'm going to call you out on it, but I do agree with you. The most expensive thing a man could ever give to me is his consistent time, especially if you know I don't have a lot of time. And you
right, that makes a difference.
To come do something with me for that little bit of time.
No, that makes a difference. Giving definitely time. I say you give your time to someone, at some point it's like, okay, you know, you need to know. But the thing is, too, do you think women are trying to marry or men?
It depends on if that man is tired, and it also depends on, like,
what. Because it feels like the older cats be ready to be like, all right, I think I'm all set with this. I think I need me a 20-year-old now.
That's if they can keep up.
Would you date an older guy?
Hell yeah. Like, for me, I'm not talking to no man that's younger than 39, 40. Like, there's nothing that you can do for me.
Oh my.
And then listen, Courtney, this is coming from me, and my parents are 30 years apart.
Oh wow. So see,
I've seen the reach of money with older for a very long time. And I'm just like, why would you talk to anybody younger? The fuck?
That is, I see, because that's how, okay. No, I've never have, girl. No, never have. I don't. But I've always, you know, the opportunity is there. It's just like,
And then this is the other thing for me, not for you, because you don't have kids yet. I don't want any more kids. So for me, a man that's like in his 40s or up, he has a very defined idea of what his life is going to look like.
Right, right.
He probably already have kids already, and they're older.
They're grown.
And that's where I want to be at. I don't want no man to look at me and be like, ooh, I'm about to put a baby in you. Sir, wet babies, and they're gonna come the fuck out. Like, what are you talking about?
You guys are gonna go, what's that word? The shit, I can't even. The one that holds you, baby. I can't pronounce shit. Listen, sugar, something.
I can't. So, I don't know. When it comes to like healthy relationships, I think they're honest as fuck. Like, what do you need? What do I need? Can we do that for each other? If we can't, then let's just say right now that we can.
But what if you have all that? Do you think sex plays in? Because for me, I feel like you know, sex plays really, it's intimacy itself plays a big factor.
Oh, hell yeah.
In relationships. And it's like, sometimes you'll have a situation where a guy is all that, and then, you know, the sex is not, the intimacy is not there, or there, like, all that.
Like, I feel like in order for a relationship to be really good, y'all have to be, like, friends for real. Y'all have to crave each other for real. Like, I feel like lust and love is a must for me. It might not be a must for other people, but if I don't look at you and want you in the nastiest ways,
it's on not, some, yeah.
On
I
some
so agree.
Bullshit, like, I will do this with you and get this mug
right
shot
here.
I don't right want you. I don't want
no,
you.
No, I totally agree. I totally agree.
So.
Because how I think, and people overlook that and say, oh, it's not a big deal. People say looks are not a big deal. No, yes, it is. Because in order for me to initially be attracted, I have to like you. I have to like the way you look, how you present, like, you know, first impression kind of thing. Like, that does matter.
Especially if you didn't rub your head as a baby enough. And I could see, like, still want you? Like, the fuck?
What is going on? Hold on. We got a message from Jack, bro. I want to see what he said.
I just want to say, ladies, I respect your opinions. And ain't no women that think the way you ladies think. I just want to thank you so much for just such an inspiration for everyone today, including myself.
Come on, Jack.
Come on. Wow, that was heartfelt.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, being in a relationship because you have to be. Right? Is a lot different than being in it because you want to be. For instance, kids, you know, most couples stay together because of kids. Most couples, you know, money problems, whatever it may be, right? They stick together. And it's all for the reasons that aren't
love.
Necessarily the right reasons, you know? Mm-hmm.
I always knew that I would never stay in a relationship for kids.
That is good to know, though. I think you should. And I think I was, my parents actually did that for a while. Mm-hmm. They did do that. And then they got, because I had my mom and dad growing up in the house till I was about like 14. And then that's when they got, divorced.
8. My mom couldn't take it no more. But as a child, even with both of them, I could feel the tension in the house. And so I knew like, what if I had kids, I would never stay in a relationship for the look of, oh, they, you know, they're together, they have kids, they have a dog. They, like, fuck that shit.
It looks good. Yeah. No, I totally agree. I totally agree. I just feel like that, like, you know, Joshua said too in the messages, sometimes it'd be for different reasons. People do it for different reasons, because there's people doing it for money,
right?
You know, sugar babies, that stuff is real.
It is.
My thing is, it's cool, I feel like, when you're in your 20s and maybe your 30s, but like, I don't know, because, you know, they always talk, like, for ones who want to have kids, like, for me, people like, oh, you don't have kids. No, I don't want kids right now. Like, I know that I don't want kids right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I know at some point I'm gonna want kids, you know. But it's like, am I dating right now for that? No, maybe the person, you know, down the line. But that's not what I'm. That's not my on top of my mind. Like, yeah, I want a family, because, you know, sometimes that'd be females' thing. Like, yep, I want to be courtier. I want a family. I want this. I want that.
And then, like, a big thing for me is the healthiness of a relationship for me with a man does fall big on the basis of, do you make me feel safe?
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, if I feel like security is everything, walk up to me and disrespect me or disrespect you,
mm-hmm.
you don't do,
you gonna handle that?
What?
That's
we are breaking up.
I could wear what I want to wear.
Listen,
you know, I'm not saying I'm gonna degrade or disrespect, but it's gonna look nice, and, you know, it shouldn't be a problem, because my man know how to fight. So what's up?
Like, it should be a like, and I don't want to have to be like, oh, she got the one that's trying to talk it out, or trying to, let's just move.
Oh, yeah, no.
What? No, that's such a turn off. And I'm not saying I'm looking for the man that wants to fight everybody in the room. I'm just looking for the man that walks in and doesn't have to say, like, I'm the man. Like, you know his presence.
Yeah, you know not to cross that line. Like,
yes.
And I think that's all in how, you know, they carry themselves. Another thing that's, like, so obvious, too, for healthy relationships, but no one is like, communication is a big part, but comprehending the message is, like...
Boy!
That's a good one. I could talk all fucking day. Did you understand what I said? Like, did you hear me out? Or, you know, what happened? The
big turn off for me is repeating myself.
Poof. Yeah, that's not healthy.
Once I have to repeat myself to a man, you are not my son.
Listen. So you don't preach tonight.
Don't suck on my titties for pleasure. You suck on them for food.
You know what I'm saying? Cannot.
I can't deal with that.
It's too much.
Is a man's tone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't have to yell at me to assert
and still get your point across,
boy, you can have everything. What do you need? Yes, I am going to shut the fuck up. What else?
And that is my whole point too, how that doesn't even cost money.
Listen,
so do we think our husband is riding the public bus?
My husband is definitely not riding the public bus, because my husband knows, like, he's going to dictate his time. Ain't nobody about to tell him what time he need to be somewhere.
Stop playing. But that, what you wanted just now, didn't require any money. That is something that is not. It
requires you to be butt-ass naked, probably poor, but when you walk into a room, nobody knows it.
Nobody, okay? Because sometimes I feel like they say, oh, you know, I listen to Kevin Samuels for entertainment. So he'll say stuff like, you know, how a woman, what am I trying to say? Like, he wants the man, but probably over qualifying for herself or something like that. Like, he has to make this much, this much, this much. So would you take a man that's like driving the bus? Driving the bus or riding the bus. Don't have a car.
No, I can't. This is my thing with men, and I don't need a man to be a millionaire. I need a man to either be on my level of adulting or better.
Yeah, we got a couple messages, so I want to play them if you don't mind.
All right.
Communication is the major. Because it really, without communication, you don't know the other person. Like, you genuinely don't know the other person. If you don't communicate, I mean, I've had situations where I've been, you know, I'm a pretty outspoken, well-spoken individual, and I didn't know how to necessarily communicate the way they would communicate. So, you know, communication is absolutely, I mean, it's essential. It's essential because... you know, we get into assuming things, we get into the jealousy, we get whatever the situation, right? There's massive amounts of situations, but.
And one more thing, this is Vanda City. I messed up my first message. Hello to the co-host, She Gets It Pride and That's the good. Barbie's Way. This is Vanda City. How y'all doing this evening? What helps you balance a healthy relationship? What helps me balance a healthy relationship? Kindness, understanding, and patience. Mm. Kindness, understanding, and patience. I appreciate someone that tries to understand me, get to know me, and understand me, even if they don't really get it, you know, just having a little bit of patience. You know, the same thing you do with just everyday people. Take your time and enjoy one another.
I agree. I like that. And she also
I like that.
About, like, I need a man that can crack jokes on me and I can crack jokes on him.
Yeah, like all that kind. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like where it's like I wish you could just build yourself a man at this point. I mean, the way technology is going, why can't I?
Jeez. Right.
Because that is thoughtful things. Being thoughtful is one thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like being understanding too, and just it's like, do they exist? I don't know. I'm probably losing hope.
They probably sad. But I don't. It's like you got to take some cons with the bad stuff, and I don't know what my mixture is going to be.
Right. Because they say too, your type changes in your 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe what you thought was, I don't know, like what's not important that you thought was for a healthy relationship.
Has that changed for me? No, that hasn't changed for me. That's consistent. I just really want a man to be happy with how he makes a living and comfortable, and he doesn't need another man or a job or another entity for his peace.
Right. Okay. He's solid by himself.
Right. Because peaceful men, they're just all the way around. They cool. You know what I'm saying?
Very true. No, yeah.
The worst type of man is the one that's worried about the next dollar. Like, get your shit together. Can you even
Living
a relationship right now? You can't. So why are you trying to make me a priority and you worry?
No, that is so true, though. I think people, I don't know if you've seen this post going around. Dating while pregnant.
No, I would never.
Literally dating while pregnant, and I was like, "Wow,
women be doing porn while pregnant? Like, who signed off on this?
Why is that even a fucking category?
Because people are sick. People will do gangbangs while pregnant.
I didn't need to hear that on a Wednesday night. I could.
I'm just like, so did the father sign
what
off?
What the fuck?
You just having men drop ski on your baby's head? Like, who?
The disrespect.
Very
the audacity. So. My thing is not just one, but a gangbang. You really? I didn't even know shit like that existed.
Oh yeah.
I am baffled.
Oh yeah.
You know, I don't go exploring them type of categories. I go, I got my nice two. And that keeps it moving. That other shit.
Girl. I'm just like, oh, people out here kinky.
That ain't even fucking kinky. That's nasty.
When I was pregnant both times, the idea of a dick being inside me was like, ew, I would rather not. Like, I could go the whole 9 months without it. But the time that it did happen, I just felt like a killer whale.
Listen.
I'm just like,
listen.
Tap me out when you do. Tap me out. Like, I can't see shit.
I don't think I would. I would. I am, like, appalled. Like, wait. This shit exists. I can't.
Let me tell you, Courtney, I made a whole episode on that shit the first time I saw it. I said, who is watching and signing women up with pregnant porn? I have questions.
Why is it a category? My thing is, why would, you know, I guess, I don't know if it's a fetish. I don't know.
I feel like men talking to other men make it a fetish. Man, you ain't never had no pregnant pussy.
Like, you know what? But that's always been a thing. Yeah. Like, you never had no. Wow. So, oh, wow. You know, it's a dirty game out here.
Very. Like, boy, why you got all them dents in your head? My mama was fucking, like, I don't know. Like,
not tonight. You know, that's something to look out for then, because that's suspect.
Right.
You know, and how, oh my God, that is scary. That women are out there doing that. Listen, it's not that much D in the world, sis. You could wait a year. But that's another thing. do you think sex should be withheld, or not withheld, but like on certain reasons? Could that balance out a relationship? Like, what if you have a partner who wants to fuck all the time? You know, sex is like, I need it. Because there's people who's like, I need it every day. I need it every, like, four or five times. That's the
problem. Why wasn't this discussed while y'all was getting to know each other?
I was, but maybe the momentum changed. Like, niggas got tired, or, you know.
Well, then you need to, we need to revisit the.
So what are you saying, Shan, that you need it seven times a week?
Okay, for me, ideally, the man, my stroking, it needs to be at least four times a week. No minimum. That's a minimum.
That's a minimum.
And I do not want to know when you're going to do it. The worst thing I can do right now is schedule
sex.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, that's a turn off.
And then, you know, it's hard because I have kids in my house. So it's kind of like, girl, you got to schedule it. But realistically, I don't want to have to schedule it. I just want to know that, hey, you're my person. You can pull up in my driveway whenever. If you would like to fuck outside on the trampoline, that is an option. If you would like to fuck, you know, here, that is an option. If you would like to just come up behind me like somebody breaking into my house, that is an option.
Okay, let me know. You let me know.
Let's not schedule this because once we schedule this, like, my pussy is bored.
Yeah, I think schedule set. But I think that's what comes with it in a marriage too, though. That probably is a part of a healthy relationship.
But that's why I say, like, my relationship's going to be real unconventional because...
Yeah, I feel...
Growing up and being the only girl in the house of just a whole bunch of boys and teenagers, and then you getting a taste of living by yourself, and then you getting a taste of dating somebody that had their own place, and you could go to your own place. Mm. I have to... If I would ever get married, it would be to a man that's always traveling.
Okay, you could do... Yeah.
I don't want to be married to somebody I have to see every day and be like, nigga, you still here?
You know what? I cannot. That you don't have to see every day. Yeah, that's my thing. That's why I feel like monogamous. Like, you gotta
come home. I know you gotta come home at 5. I know what you gonna wanna eat. Yeah. I know you
But that was the American dream at one point.
That ain't never been my dream. That ain't never been my dream. Like, when you come home, I want to know about your trip for the last 3 days. Like,
girls, listen.
Like, man, did you see some fat asses? What the asses in Miami look like? Like, I really want to be excited about your day, but I can't be excited about my husband's day every day if I'm going to see him every day. What the fuck?
Yeah. But then that leaves opportunity for him to be, you know...
Feel like the man that I marry, we will be so fucking honest and blunt about that shit.
I don't want an open relationship.
I don't want my husband to ever feel the need that he has to keep something from me.
From you.
Even if it's like, oh, I had a sexual need on this trip. Well, can I pick the person that you deal with or whatever? I don't know what it will be if I was married, but I just feel like the older you get, if you have common sense, you have to be open-minded to the fact that a grown man has needs.
Yeah, I agree. Wait, we got a message from Crystal.
So, like, I heard that men like pregnant pussy because it's wetter and they gotta worry about getting a girl pregnant.
They just want to skeet, skeet.
Whoa, that just... Okay, so not only is it because it's wetter,
it's like safe raw pussy for like 9 months. But I feel like the only man that can be within me raw like that while I'm pregnant is the man that got me pregnant.
Exactly. I don't see it any other way, but that's just like, wow, that's so that should be against the law. Like, that should be a motherfucking law, because that's just, why would you do, I don't care what kind of YOLO, or that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
like, what if you was a man, you got your child's mother pregnant and she was into porn and her job before that was gangbangs and you knew what it was and now you in court trying to stop her from
what kind of man. I think that is a low week. I mean, I'm not saying that porn stars don't deserve it, but
I mean, wasn't Drake's baby mom?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
But yeah, he could pay her enough to not do that shit no more.
But wait, was she? She was a porn star.
I think so.
I thought she was like some like sexy model or something.
Oh, I don't know. Either, I'm just saying, like, I know people like that exist, and I don't.
They got the stripper. See, that is definitely questionable for me because but would you deal with the guy who was a porn star?
Oh no, I can't do that. I don't like people having what I got.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like no exclusiveness. Cause the thing is they out there. You know, it be the people you see every day, you just don't know. These people be doing shit.
Oh yeah.
People be doing shit. So I don't know. It's always that's another reason why online dating again. I don't see where does a healthy relationship stem from? Where's the foundation at? Where do they happen at? That's my thing. Where do they happen at?
Oh, now I see men that look good. I'm just like, sir, where your daddy at? Is he married? Is he single? Like, what's
you know what?
Where's your dad?
I don't blame you, cause you know it. Listen, I think Megan said that in a song.
Where's your daddy at? Like, I know his pension is kicking in right about now.
I'm not finna play.
Like, I can't. We got more messages.
We do.
Firstly, okay. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, all like Tinder, Insta, like if I'm trying to talk to a girl and like I try to do it over text, my game is weak. I'm a visual, like I'm a like if you're there and I'm here, you know what I mean? Like we're both in person and I'm talking to you. That's how I just find it easier. I'm more of a, you know, verbal talker, you know what I mean, than somebody just texting something. Because like you can text something and not mean it, but you can say something to somebody and have a connection with somebody, and, you know, just say some shit over, like, you know, online and that. But that's just me in it. Like,
yeah, I can't do online dating because then when you see the person in the flesh, it's kind of like, what the fuck do y'all talk about now?
Yeah, I would assume getting to know more questions. I got really turned off one time. I gave this guy my number and I think I gave it out of boredom, like on some, not to say like that. I already just had bad, just, I don't know. It was just because he's cute, right? So I gave him my number and like within a few questions, he's like, what do you want? Like, basically, what are your 5-year plans or something like that?
Ew.
That's what he said. What's your 5-year plans? Like, what's your 5-year goals? What are your goals? It was something along the lines of that. Like, what are your goals or what? Like, first of all, I got really offensive because for me, I'd be like, I'm an artist. I'm sensitive. I don't just be out here sharing my shit and telling people what I don't even know you. You know, what did you feel comfortable asking me that? And I got really annoyed with that question. Like, what? I said, I don't just share my...
You ask somebody within the first...
No, really. It was like, what are your goals? Or like, what's your goals in life? Or something like that. Like, what? I just like, what? Am I in an interview? Or is this...
You gotta hold off, sir. Like, I don't even know if I like you.
Seriously. Like... So that was a real turnoff for me. I just was like, bro, I can't do this. We can't even text and communicate effectively cool. And we didn't even meet. I can't even imagine when we did. Like,
that's another thing. How a man voices his concerns for you. It will tell me, like, if this is even going anywhere. Like, if you're frustrated and you're like short with me or you're distant and you don't say what's up with you right then and there, in my 34 years of life, I'm not dealing with that shit. I need a man.
Yeah, no one has time for that.
Hey, this is bothering me. I don't appreciate that shit. How can we fix this? Like right now, so we can move on about our day and not carry this energy.
Or even better, nigga, come up with a solution.
Yes.
I noticed you was feeling like this, and that, you know what, like something. It's like bring solutions. For me, I don't like the problems. We gotta talk about, if I'm giving you a problem, can you just solve it? Like math, like just solve it for me, because
yeah, that's a fact. Green-eyed bandit, she left a lot of messages on here, so I'm gonna play them and then we can close up.
Yes.
Okay. By you, them where to find your show and all of that good stuff.
And I just want to expound on that a little bit more. What helps you balance a healthy relationship? Time management.
Boom.
Time management. That's plugging key. In with your partner and your children and your mother and your brother and your best friends. I forget, relationship doesn't necessarily mean romantic or intimate, but it can be familial also. So yeah, time management, making time for people, letting them know that they're important, that they're cared about, and that you love them.
Thanks.
That is true. And that's another reason why I said whoever you're giving your time to, like no matter who it is, time matters for sure. So.
And in a good or bad way, because I don't like men that give me all their time too. Like, nigga, you...
Yeah, if you got too much time on your hands, it's a problem. You're doing too much.
I am so upset at that conversation. Man, I didn't know that was a thing.
Crazy porn? Oh, yes.
Girl, I'm telling you, you just told us everything tonight. I had no idea that was a thing. I'm telling you.
Start in the millions, okay?
Wow.
Okay, somebody gag me. You were talking about the porn with the pregnant people. Gangbanging the pregnant lady. Prego is a beautiful thing, but I prefer not to see that in my sub category on Pornhub. That's a no.
Tell her. Okay. It is what it is.
It is popping out here.
You know, it's okay to manage your time and everything, but you know, the quickie. But the spontaneity is a plus.
Yes.
It definitely gets me, gets my blood pumping, if you know what I mean. You know, the bathroom, the laundromat. Not the laundromat, but, hey, even if that's what you do, the laundromat. The laundry room, especially when it's the kids or family is around. Like, hurry up. Yeah. Or the abnormal. Got home a little early from work or took a day off. That type of setup. Yes. Oh, taking off of work for a day full of just bumping and grinding is a wonderful mental health day.
Listen, just like as a child, you got excited when somebody picked you up from school early.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes. Two staycations. Just let me know.
I like that idea. No, that was dope.
We got
one last message from Gigi.
Hi, ladies. This is the first time that I've gotten to listen to your podcast. Hey, Shan. And I just want to say that this was probably the most amazing podcast that I tapped into today. I love your views. Courtney, I don't want you to give up. The only thing that I can say to you is that as long as you stay consistent to you and you love you and you don't settle, you're going to find your person. Your person's actually just going to come to you because you're doing what you do when you need to do it. And same for you, Shan, but I feel like you know that already. And as long as you stay consistent to you, again, you'll get what you want. So again, this has been an amazing show. Thank you so much. I can't wait to tune in again.
Yeah. Aw, thanks. No, honestly, that's so true. And that's my biggest thing now. I'm pouring into myself as much as I can. Mm-hmm. And I feel like how I treat myself, I take myself on dates. Shit, I took myself to my first trip ever, like solo trip ever. Like, I'm taking care of me, doing things for me. I feel like along the lines, it will come to me. Yeah, I ain't looking.
And the person that comes into your life as a man, he would have to be doing the same thing.
Exactly. Align. I'm not matching energy. Either we align or we don't. Okay. Right.
Yeah, well, Courtney, was your first stereo show. How did you enjoy
it? I loved it. I really, you're literally the only one that I know that has. I don't hear much about it or see or even probably pay attention, but I loved it. I love the messages from everybody, and this was dope. So I hope we could do it again.
Of course, we can. Can you tell the people where to find your show?
Yes, guys. On Instagram, you can find me at with two E's, Barbie Way. And my tag handles are pretty much everywhere in the link in the bio. So you just have to follow on Instagram, The Barbie Way, and The Barbie Way podcast is on all podcasts, streaming platforms. So, yep, follow, show some love. I love to engage with my listeners, so that's why I love this stereo app. This was really dope. So,
yes. So you could get on here with other people. You could come on here and do a solo show, but I don't know if they updated where you can use the recording of a solo show yet. But it's just
okay.
So if you want to do a show, then just let me know like a week ahead, and then I can schedule it then, and we can do it.
Yeah, this was dope.
Here they can do it too, but yes, this was fun. And then once we're done, you can use the recording and do whatever you want with it.
Oh yeah, that's dope.
Yeah,
I loved it. It was nice. Thanks for having me, girl. For real, this was a dope conversation.
Thank you for commenting and everything. Bye.
Bye.